It's very important tonight for you to remember the Presidential Records Act. I want to explain something to you tonight about the Presidential Records Act. Because this is the pretext that was presented as to why they invaded Donald Trump's home was because of this act. It's called the Presidential Records Act. Put that in your notes tonight, okay? Here's the deal about the Presidential Records Act. Number one, it is not a criminal statute. Even if Donald Trump violated the Presidential Records Act, it is not criminal. It is not a criminal statute to take materials that you weren't supposed to take. That's not criminal. It is civil, all right? The FBI cannot predicate a raid on that act. They cannot just raid your home because there's a conflict between the National Archives and the former president, which that's what this was, a conflict. If you're having a conflict with the National Archives as a former president, remember Barack Obama took 30,000 documents with him and was supposed to digitize them, and he never did. And there was conflict. That is not a crime, okay? The DOJ warrant that was issued and the raid on Mar-a-Lago can only be related to the records that the U.S. government deems classified. I want you to remember that. You can't just have a conflict about documents. They have to be classified as secret or top secret. And they have to be vital to the national interest or for the protecting of the institutions of the United States government. I want you to remember when I started, I told you that if America knew about the swamp, that these institutions would crumble. That's called a national interest. If faith in the FBI and faith in the DOJ is eroded, if there is evidence of their corruption, if there is evidence of how corrupt they are, then the national interest is at stake. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? And the material that Donald Trump had in those 10 boxes were indeed classified. However, tonight I will exclusively cover the details of President Trump's desire. Here's the ironic thing about these classified documents that they grabbed. I'm going to prove to you tonight that Donald Trump had one desire, and it was to unclassify these documents for the whole world. Sounds still good? Okay. Sounds still good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, tonight I'm going to show you how President Trump indeed declassified every document that they raided his home for. I'm going to prove to you tonight that the documents they received were indeed unclassified documents. They are not classified. So what happened, Professor Toto? How did this thing break down? It's going to break your heart when you find out how this all broke down. President Trump wanted to release to you the documents about the DOJ and the FBI's conduct when they targeted him during the Trump-Russia hoax. President Trump desired to release to the American people the documents that would have destroyed the credibility of the FBI and the DOJ, because it was those departments that was involved with the Steele dossier and the destruction of President Trump. And it was those people that were so vile and such a swamp that President Trump, in fact, declassified these very documents. So if that's the case, Professor Toto, why are they still considered classified? Stay with me. Let me show you an image here. We're going to start with this one today. This is the letter that President Trump wrote on January the 20th, 2021. It was written from the Chief of Staff, and it is all about President Trump declassifying these very documents that they are calling classified. January the 20th, 2021. Look at your screen. Let's read that second paragraph together. We understand that the Office of Legal Counsel has advised that the Privacy Act, what is the Privacy Act? I just told you, the Presidential Records Act, does not apply to the White House and thus would not apply to any disclosure of documents by the White House. Now, in this letter that was released on the 20th, does anybody see that date? When did this letter go out? On what date? The last day of Donald Trump's presidency, while he still had the authority to declassify all of these documents that was going to bring down these institutions called the swamp. Tonight, I'm going to outline for you, and it's going to take me a while to do it, so write down in your notes, follow closely. I'm going to outline how and why President Trump was blocked, listen to me, blocked from releasing this evidence on his last day in office. And what was the evidence that he was trying to release? The very documents that they wanted. Let that sink in up here. The very documents they've just hauled out of his house was the very documents that he tried to make public. Now you need to understand what's really going on. Now this is very important. Marcella Pounders, you just got a cookie. Because in fact, he gave them 15 boxes of documents previously. What they got from his house Monday, I believe with all my heart, was the copies he made. And somebody told on him. I believe very much with all of my heart that these were the copies he made for when he returned, for when we take the house and we take the Senate and we have oversight hearings. I believe with all of my heart that somebody told that he had made copies of these documents, and this is what they came for, to protect their own selves. But hey, we're just getting started tonight. Trust me, you need to hear what I'm fixing to tell you. The motives of the DOJ and the FBI are clear when you have a full understanding of the background. However, it's the threats and the betrayals against President Trump that many people are having a hard time understanding. Why he was blocked is clear. We know why they're trying to block this information. But how? Okay, let's slow down. They blocked President Trump from declassifying this information. We know that. But how did they do it? Not why. We know the why. But we don't know the how. Not until this class tonight. I'm fixing to show you how the swamp protected themselves from President Trump. To do that, we've got to go back to the year 2018. We've got to go back in the spring and the summer of 2018. That's when everyone became aware that the Department of Justice and the FBI had a collective effort to target President Trump under the false guise of the Russia collusion. For 3 years, starting in 18, that is all that we heard. They began back in 18, spring, summer of 18, pushing the Russia-Trump narrative. You know by now, as well as I knew, know that the FBI created that on the Steele dossier. They went to the FISA court on lies to bring down our president. Now, I want you to try to imagine with me, if you're the president and all you're hearing is Russia collusion, and you know in your heart of hearts that it's all a lie. As a matter of fact, Mueller will prove that it's all a lie when he chose not to prosecute. Imagine sitting at that White House every single day, hearing these lies and knowing the truth, but you cannot get the truth out. Imagine the frustration that this president felt. Now, by the time we get to September of 2018, if you're taking notes, the basic outlines of the Trump-Russia operation are very clear. However, the Robert Mueller investigation was at its apex, and anyone in and around Donald Trump was under investigation for other issues that had nothing to do with Russia. But in order to get those other issues, you had to start with Russia. You had to create the Russia lie. You had to create the Russia lie to find all this other information on Navarro and different ones. So we start with a lie, hoping to find some truth. That's why if the American people knew the swamp, if they understood this swamp, these institutions would fall. So it is into this setting in 2018 of constant false narratives that President Trump first made this statement. Listen carefully. President Trump made the statement that he was going to declassify documents related to the Russia hoax and the targeting of President Trump. Now, let me show you when he made that statement. Let's see if this is it here. Right here. Sorry, that's not it. That's not it. There we go. Here we go. Look at your screen. This was back in 2018. Donald Trump said, I met with the DOJ concerning the declassification of various unredacted documents. They agreed to release them, but stated that so doing may have perceived negative impact on the Russia probe. Also, key allies called to ask not to release. Therefore, the Inspector General has been asked to review these documents on an expedited basis. I believe he will move quickly on this. In the end, I can always declassify it if it proves necessary. Speed is very important to me. Why was Donald Trump blocked at that moment from declassifying these documents? I'll tell you why. Because there was an ongoing investigation in the Russia probe. He said in that statement, I'm ready to declassify everything because I have the power to do so. If you want to know who has the power to declassify, let me refer you to this right here. Here we go. Nope, sorry. If you want to know who has the power to declassify, I'm going to show you where to go to get your information. Right here. It's at the National Archives, the President's Executive Order 13526. And if you'll look right here at Section 13, the authority to classify information or declassify is given, number one, to the President and the Vice President. So he has the power to declassify these documents. So why were they not declassified? He wanted them. He's got the authority. So go for it, Mr. Trump. That's what everybody was saying. But yet, it never happened. So why did it never happen? Let me tell you exactly why it never happened. Because right after he made the promise he was going to declassify, he got a phone call from, now remember, Jeff Sessions had recused himself. And so now we have the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who called the president in September of 18, right before the midterm election, and told him these words: any action that he does to release documents under the purview of the Mueller special counsel would be considered an act of obstruction of justice by the DOJ, the FBI, and he would be charged with obstruction. But wait a minute, I thought he had the authority to declassify. Let me show you how deep the swamp is. There is a law that was passed that says as long as there is an ongoing investigation, you cannot declassify any document that would be under the purview of that investigation until the investigation has ended. So maybe now you understand what took Mueller so long. Why did that investigation last 2 to 3 years? Because as long as Mueller was special counsel, Donald Trump was restricted from releasing the truth about the DOJ and the FBI. So if we want to stop Trump from declassifying, we appoint a special counsel and we tie his hands, because after all, now he's the subject of the investigation that he's wanting to declassify. Maybe I'm losing some of you. Let me slow down. All right. Deborah Edwards said all is coming together. Okay. That means that I'm doing my job. Praise God. So now you've got Donald Trump with the power to declassify, and you've got the DOJ that says, hey, we know you've got the power, so we're going to start an investigation that will stop your power. The swamp went to war against President Trump. All right? Now, let me show you the tweet immediately after that phone call with Rod Rosenstein. Let me show you the tweet that President Trump put out. See if I can find it. Let's see if that's it. No, that's not the one. Okay, here we go right here. Right after that conversation, the truth is we have a nation that is disgusted with the FBI. We have a crisis of confidence in the number one law enforcement agency in this country. Thanks, Comey. To declassify is so important, because if this were a Democrat president or a Democrat candidate that we spied on the way President Trump was spied on, this would be a scandal that would make Watergate look like nothing. Illegal spying on the President of the United States. So now he sent out a tweet out of his frustration We must declassify. And yet, they're raiding his home for not wanting to give up classified information. But this information is information that they block Donald Trump's legitimate authority to declassify these documents. Now, in essence, the DOJ and the FBI, along with White House counsel and the Senate and the media, kept President Trump from declassifying and releasing documents by threatening him with another impeachment or prosecution if he defied their swampy authority. These threats is what blocked President Trump from making these documents public. Because if he made them public, the American trust in those institutions would have crumbled. And now that presents a what? A crisis in the national interest. Remember why they went to Mar-a-Lago? Because there are documents there that if they were revealed, they would bring a crisis to the national government. You better believe they would. Immediately after meeting with Rod Rosenstein, there was a problem. In the months that followed, President Trump frequently made public statements and tweets about the frustration of documents not being declassified and released despite his instructions to do so. Now, President Trump could have exposed the fraudulent origination of the investigation against him, of which he is now a target, if he were to declassify these documents. Now, let me slow down. Let me help you understand why. Yes, the president declassified them, and yet the DOJ are saying they're classified. I promise you, the documents they retrieve from Mar-a-Lago are not classified documents. On the authority of the president while he was still in office, according to his letter on January the 20th, he ordered these documents declassified. So here is the core issue why we have this conundrum. Because there are two contradictory points. Number one, President Trump has the ultimate declassification authority. I've already shown you that. I've shown you where to do your research. However, President Trump is also the target of a trumped-up investigation. The reason Mueller was appointed, don't you get it now, was to make him a target of a probe and deny him his authority to declassify documents because they're related to an investigation. Number two, declassification could be viewed by elements within the investigation as obstruction of justice. So I want you to look at a president that's already been impeached once, and here he's sitting with a conundrum. If you declassify, we consider that an obstruction of an ongoing investigation. What you have here, students, is both law and politics at war with each other. If he moves to declassify, yet another impeachment would have come his way, and they could have proven that he was obstructing justice. Now, here's the link. I can't show you. Let's see. Yeah, I just showed you the link to the general principles of declassification. So technically, President Trump can declassify anything. However, it's also true that even though the president has the authority to declassify. He doesn't actually declassify. Let me make that plain for every one of you. I might have the authority as the pastor of my church to say that this Sunday, or I'm sorry, not Sunday, God forbid, that's the Pope's Sabbath day, but this Sabbath, Saturday, I want our church to sing traditional songs. I have the authority to say that. But if I'm not the minister of music at my church, they can sing whatever they choose to sing, because even though I have the authority to order something, I'm not the one directing the music. Okay? It's this simple. He had the authority to declassify, but he does not do the declassifying. Guess who does that? Anybody? Anybody? Guess who does the actual declassifying? You guessed it, the swamp, the Department of Justice. Here's the way it works. Let me make sure my sound's not breaking up before I go on, because I've still got to get this over to you. All right. Sounds okay? All right. Oh, the DOJ. Thank you. Now the DOJ, here's the way it works. The office of the president will ask for a document to enter into the declassification process. Okay? They'll send a letter from the office of the president ordering for this to be declassified. But what starts then is a process through the swamp. Officials within that process, the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, they will look at this order from the president and they will decide whether that can be declassified in their own interest. All right? This is what we call compartmentalized intelligence. The president says declassified. Now it goes to all these departments. And they're like, well, we better not, because it's got the name of one of our spies right there, blah, 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 blah. Then they refuse to declassify. What happens at that point? It's very simple. They will go to the office of the Director of National Intelligence, who was Dan Coats at that time. They will say, Mr. Coats, we cannot declassify this document. Mr. Coats will then inform the president as to why the document is not cleared for declassification. What happens at that point? The authority of the president has been thwarted by the people that work for him. Well, the president has two choices at that time: to accept their decision, or to exercise his authority to get that declassified. How does he do that? How does he exercise that authority? By firing the Director of National Intelligence, which was Dan Coats at that time. He fires Dan, and then the next person in line, hopefully appointed by him, will do as he orders it to be done. It's the same way in a church that I pastor. I have the authority to order what kind of music I want sung in our church. But what happens next week if the minister of music defies my authority? Well, I can't do much while they're singing the songs and church is going on. I mean, I can't just be like, shut it all down, because that causes confusion. So what's my next option? I can fire the minister of music and hopefully get one that will do what I say to do. But what happens if I fire that one and the next one still won't do what I say to do? This is what Donald Trump was dealing with in the swamp. Dan Coats disagreed, and therefore, he would have to be fired and replaced, and the next person in the chain of command would come up. But if the president is trying to declassify documents that's going to expose all of you, how likely is it that he's going to find anybody that's going to line up with him to expose themselves? It's called the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump would have had to fire everyone until he got one person. And let me ask you, let's stop and be reasonable. What would have been the political ramifications of him firing Dan Coats and then firing the next one and then firing the next one? He would then have been impeached for abuse of power. See? And then think about the ramifications. He's the target of their investigation and he's firing them. If the FBI director, Christopher Wray, refuses to declassify the document because it's part of the Mueller investigation of which Trump was a target, then President Trump would have to fire Chris Wray and wait for a replacement. And then he would have got David Bowditch, which also would have refused. This is the level of the swamp. When we talk about the swamp, it's real. It's full of frogs. It's full of creatures. And that is why Yahweh, God, I believe, had to remove Donald Trump from this swamp so that when he returns, it will be with a government that he has authority over, ones that he trusts and that he knows. It's just like God, Yahweh, he's not going to have a government that he does not trust. Donald Trump was a president without a government. Now, let's continue. I want you to see how President Trump could easily be accused of obstruction of justice. So, guess what he's got to wait for to declassify, according to FBI. You want to declassify these documents? Absolutely, sir. As soon as the Mueller investigation is over, we can declassify. So what do? We drag out that Mueller investigation for so long. Finally, the Mueller investigation has ended. Hey, wake up, students. If you're falling asleep on me, laying in your bed, you're about to miss some good stuff. Wake back up. Drink your coffee. Get your popcorn. Shake your head. Wake up, because I'm fixing to show you the saddest story of Trump's presidency. It may be sadder than the Mike Pence saga. Because Mueller, the investigation has ended. So guess what we can do now? We can declassify, because it's not connected to a criminal investigation. But here's the problem. In 2019, as soon as the Mueller probe has ended, we get Attorney General Bill Barr. And this Attorney General talks to the president and convinces President Trump that what he needs to do is remove himself from the declassification process. Now, this sounded like great advice. Here's your Attorney General, Bill Barr, and he comes to the president and says, why don't we do this? So that there's no look of impropriety, so that we can get these documents declassified now that the Mueller probe is ended, so that we can do this, why don't you release from yourself the authority to declassify and give it to me, your Attorney General, Bill Barr? Why don't you let me have your authority to declassify, and that would remove you from this cloud. Sounded great. Sounded like great advice. But what President Trump did not know, and I'm sorry to tell all of you that follow Q and different ones, Trump is not a god. He does not know everything. He is a man that depends on other men to give him information. Here's what he did not know. 10 days earlier, before that Bill Barr meeting, Bill Barr had enlisted John Durham to look into all of these issues surrounding President Trump and Hillary Clinton's and the dossier. He appointed a special counsel to now look in to everything that Trump was salivating to release to the world. Bill Barr comes to his office 10 days after he has found John Durham and enlisted John Durham to investigate the Trump-Russia collusion story. Now, at that time, most everyone thought this was a brilliant idea, even conservatives. And as a result, President Trump agrees on May the 23rd, 2019, and he delegates the declassification and the release of documents to his attorney general. Let me see if I can find that for you. Here it is. Today, at the request and the recommendation of Bill Barr, the Attorney General, President Donald John Trump directed the intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with Attorney General's investigation into surveillance activities during the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General, has also been delegated full and complete authority to declassify information pertaining to this investigation in accordance with the long-established standards for handling classified information. Today's actions, now I'm fixing to prove to you that my president is not God. He's a servant of God, but he's not God. Because he said something here that he was hoping for. Because he trusted his Judas Iscariot. Today's actions will help ensure that all Americans learn the truth about the events that occurred and the actions that were taken during the last presidential election and will restore confidence in our public institutions. The only problem is it didn't happen. Great idea. Remove myself. Bill Barr said, give me that authority. We're going to get to the bottom. We're going to declassify all of this. Holly Marie Edmonds, it really is heartbreaking. I'm telling you, as I've done my research this week and putting together this presentation, it is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. The Judases that surrounded him. But that's why I believe in a resurrection. Because every time there's a Judas, a resurrection is not far behind. Hallelujah. Well, Bill Barr was selling. It was an easy sell. Because the purpose of declassification was ultimately to facilitate the DOJ review of the 16 election. However, President Trump made a colossal mistake. Colossal. mistake. Because even the president didn't understand the depths of the swamp of Washington, D.C. But I promise you, when he returns, he'll know. I promise you. Now, let me show you. This was a huge amount of trust that he gave to Bill Barr. Unfortunately, Bill Barr took zero action. Zero action that would declassify any material of interest to the targeting of President Trump. When I come back in 60 seconds, go refill your tea or whatever. When I come back, I'm going to break it down so much plainer for you. I'm going to bring you to the raid and I'm going to show you the truth. Don't leave me, please. You need to learn everything that we're presenting here tonight, okay? I'll be right back. Listen to our sponsor and support them. Thank you.
Considered when you spend your money at these mega corporations where it's going? Are you aware that your hard-earned money is being used to support political corruption, which leads to poor federal leadership, hurting our economy, contributing to the overall detriment of our society? This is heavy stuff to think about, I know, but it's time we fought back. Introducing Professor Toto's The Patriot Spine Club. Here, we are a club that gives you the power to invest in companies that uphold patriotic and conservative values your family can respect. Rather than spending your money with these major corporations, we've partnered with a direct consumer company that offers over 400 high-quality, sustainable, and effective products that can be delivered fast directly to your front door. So many patriots across America has joined us in this walkaway movement. Now it's your turn. Go to www.byebyewalmart.com to join Professor Toto's The Patriots Buying Club today.
Now listen carefully. Bill Barr takes over the declassification process. 10 days earlier, he had found a special prosecutor. And then Bill Barr writes a letter that changes everything. Watch this letter. This is from the Office of the Attorney General. He says, on May the 13th, 2019, I directed Attorney John Durham to conduct a preliminary review into certain matters related to the 2016 presidential election campaign. I'm not going to read all of this letter, but I do want to read you one line. I want you to notice this line right here. 28 CFR 600.4 to 600.10 are applicable to the special counsel. Would you like to know what that code says? That as long as there is an investigation ongoing, nothing can be declassified. Mueller had just ended. We're going to declassify. And Bill Barr says, let me take over. And 10 days earlier, he's already started another ongoing investigation that would make it impossible to declassify even to this very day, August the 11th, 2022. Everything that President Trump said was declassified remains classified because of an ongoing investigation. This is the dynamic behind the Mar-a-Lago raid. They're calling classified what the president called unclassified. But because they know that if it's released, it destroys their institutions, they went down there and got what they wanted. Even while President Trump was departing office, he wanted everything declassified. And now, I'm going to bring you to Mar-a-Lago, and I'm going to explain to you what they got. We know the documents that they got. There are two sets of documents, two, that are intermingling in this entire scenario. First, the first set of documents that President Trump has in his possession, or had, highlights the activity of Hillary Clinton and her team in creating the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory. So take that, document set number one. President Trump has those documents, or had them. He released them all to him, I believe, in 15 boxes earlier. And he had the backups for whenever we returned to power. So that's the first set of documents, Hillary and the 16 presidential election. But then there's a second set of documents that he, as president, had access to. It highlights the activity of government officials targeting Donald Trump in the same time frame called Crossfire Hurricane 17, 18, and 19. All of the Robert Mueller investigation was investigated in Crossfire Hurricane. He has or had those documents. Think of these two sets of documents as two teams working in synergy together. You've got team number one, which is outside the government. That's the Clinton team. And then you've got team number two, which is inside the government, the DOJ, the FBI. And these documents that Trump has pertains to both groups, the inside and the outside. The documentary evidence against the outside group would involve those on the inside. Yes, those that showed up at his house on Monday. What is in the documents? How about notes from interviews? Every interview, why do you think it's 15 boxes, 10 boxes? Because within them is the notes of every interview from the Hillary Clinton team and from government officials involved. He wanted them declassified. Summaries of interviews, FBI 302s as they're known. Now, I want to show you something. Let me show you a lawsuit that was filed by President Trump in March of this year against the outside actors. Let me show it to you. Watch this. Let's see if that's it. Hold tight. Yeah, right here. I want you to look at this lawsuit. This was filed in the Southern District of Florida. Donald Trump versus a whole lot of people. Yeah, a whole lot of people. Like Hillary Clinton, Michael Sussman, Debbie Schultz, John Podesta, Fusion GPS, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Comey, Andrew McCabe. Now, in this lawsuit alone, and by the way, guess who had to recuse themselves from that lawsuit? Is there anybody awake tonight? Guess who had to recuse themselves from that lawsuit? The very judge that just issued the search warrant for Donald Trump's home. The judge had to recuse himself from this lawsuit because he was connected. Yeah, it's called the swamp. called the swap. In that lawsuit, there's 302 documents that fills 10 boxes in that lawsuit alone. I just want you to think a minute about the full unredacted text messages between Lisa Page and Peter Schrock. Just think about that. Now, the DOJ released 600 pages of those texts, but remember, they were redacted. Imagine Donald Trump wanted to release these that he had at Mar-a-Lago, the unredacted version. He wanted to release more than 600. He wanted to release all of it. But we can't allow that because that's not in the national security interest. Yeah. We also know that there's many pages at Mar-a-Lago of communication between the DOJ lawyer, Lisa Page, and her boss, the FBI, Andrew McCabe. Guess who has those documents? Donald Trump. He demanded they be unclassified. None of those documents were ever made public. Did you know that? The communication between Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe, never made public. And this is the documents the FBI wanted back from Donald Trump. I wonder why. Bruce Orr, would you love to see his testimony? What about Nellie Orr? Fusion GPS. Where are those testimonies? They're in those boxes that was under lock and key at Mar-a-Lago, because I believe that Donald Trump was negotiating with the DOJ saying, look, since you would not declassify these documents, I'll put them under lock and key, all right? But you let me keep them for my lawsuits. Let me keep them for when I return to power. Nobody will see them under then. We'll leave them under a lock and key. What were they negotiating about? What were the negotiations? The FBI wanted those copies that, see, Donald Trump gave them 15 boxes earlier. Somebody on his team knew that they had backups. Somebody knew that they had backups behind that closed door. And somebody spilled the beans. Somebody was an informant and told about that backup. My only prayer is that there's a backup of the backup. Now let's get to the big stuff. I'm fixing to close. The NSA compliance officer notified NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers of an unauthorized use of the NSA database by the FBI during the 2016 presidential primary. That is classified information. The response from the NSA, Mike Rogers, and the documentary evidence of what names were being searched by the FBI through the NSA is what? Classified. Donald Trump wants them unclassified. The FBI wants them so much they went and swooped in his home and got them all. What is it? It's the audit logs showing who was doing the searches. As noted by Director Rogers, those logs were preserved. In other words, the FBI breaks into the NSA database and is searching it during the election without authorization. And guess who had those logs? Donald John Trump. He wanted them declassified. But the FBI said, no, that would hurt the national interest. I bet it would, you bunch of frogs. Now, let's talk about the gold mine, about what was at Mar-a-Lago. What about that 99-page FISA court opinion detailing the substance of the NSA compromise by the FBI, including the names, the frequency, and the dates of their illegal surveillance. This is a major classified document that the deepest deep state wants to keep hidden, and Donald Trump had those that he demanded be unclassified. In case you ever wonder what's taken the Durham investigation so long, because as long as there's an ongoing investigation, these are still classified. Remember what I told you at the beginning. They could never have gone into Mar-a-Lago if there was a conflict between the archives and the president. They could only go if they were classified. And who made sure that they would always be called classified? President Trump's declassified documents that show how the institutions within the U.S. government have targeted him. However, the institutions that illegally targeted President Trump are the same institutions who control the evidence of their unlawful targeting. They now have the evidence against themselves. However, I know many of you watching are saying, oh, well, what now? The midterms. The midterms. If we can get the House, McCarthy said the minute they take the House, they will begin immediate oversight of the Department of Justice. He told Garlic, clear your calendar. We're coming after you. This is why we need a miracle in the midterms to get these documents declassified and reveal the depths of the swamp. And that's why I'm begging you to come and join me in prayer October the 5th through the 9th at Lake Gunnersville, Alabama, to join me believing for this miracle in the midterms. We must come together, patriots, and come in strength. We must come by the thousands. We must join together for a miracle in the midterms. Please register now at totosretreat.com and join with us for those 4 or 5 glorious days as we believe God for a miracle in the midterms. Ladies and gentlemen, these examples of evidence held by Donald Trump reveals the background of how the DC surveillance state exists. Let me say that as I go. Those documents, when I told you I know what documents they have, it's documents that don't just tell us that the swamp exists, but how they exist. It shows how they surveil innocent Americans, how they censor us, how they surveil us. He has the documents of how that state exists. That is the national security threat behind the search warrant affidavit. From their perspective, the people like Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, Chris Wray, Sinnott, they're all going bananas because from their perspective, Donald Trump is an existential threat. Given the nature of their opposition and the underlying motives of their conduct, it's nothing they will not do to protect their self. However, if you peel away all the layers of lies, manipulation, and corruption, what you find at the heart of their conduct, please listen as I go tonight. What you will find when you peel it all away at the very heart of the why they do what they do is fear. They fear Donald Trump. This is why they have recruited Liz Cheney. This is why they hate Donald Trump. Let me show you why they hate him. Look at your screen. They fear a man that has the heart of the people. They might have the government, but Donald Trump has the heart of the nation. And they fear, because prior to the MAGA movement, political rallies were not filled with tens of thousands of people on a weekly basis, almost a daily basis. However, in the era of Donald Trump, the scale of the people that are now paying attention to the swamp has grown exponentially. At one time, nobody was looking at the swamp, but now massive crowds this size in one town is now looking at what they do not want us looking at, the swamp. Every speech, every event, every rally is filled with thousands upon thousands of people. The people in Washington, D.C. are well aware that Donald Trump has the people's heart while Joe Biden has the throne. There's a story in the Bible about King Saul. He was the king of Israel. But it was David that the people loved. And therefore the very throne of Saul became of no effect. It was a joke in Israel. They said Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000. The people loved David because David loved them. Joe Biden, you may have the throne, sir. You may have the throne, you may have the White House, but you have no love in the people's houses. Donald Trump is loved by this nation, and they fear that love. They fear the level of support that he has in this nation. They fear his rallies. The very existence of Donald Trump and you is a threat that exposes their corruption. And it is that fear that brought them to his home on Monday. Now, that's the beginning of the story. Yahweh has a plan. These gallows that they built on Monday, one day is going to be their destruction. Thank you for joining me tonight. I love every one of you. God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you for hanging with me through all the technical difficulties. I hope you learned something tonight. I'll see you next Tuesday night at the Conservative College.
I ask not for riches. Sing, I ask for America. I ask for America.